because it is time for sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.
Glaber swings and hits one in the air to left. Cave back on the track. He's at the wall, and it is gone. Glaber Torres just hit one in the left field seats, and the Yankees are on top.
It was Glaber Day again. This time it was Glaber Day in Minnesota. Let's bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Boy, the Twins, just a big disappointment. I mean, I'm a big Yankee fan. I like to see them win and win as much as possible. But the Yankee pitching, which is average at best, except for the bullpen, shut down those big, horrendous bats.
Yeah, the Twins got exposed. They hit home runs. Teams that hit home runs get shut down. They go into streaks. They played terrible. They had opportunities last night. Severino pitched bad. The very little that I watched at the game, the Twins had guys on every inning while he was in there, and they couldn't score a run. And that's why they lost the game. They had Severino, bases loaded, no outs. Didn't even hit the ball past the pitcher's mound. Game over.
And so the Yankees were the only ones. Every team had a chance to sweep yesterday. The Yankees were the only ones that actually swept.
The two National League games were really good.
They were outstanding.
The Braves had a chance to take care of it yesterday, and St. Louis won the game in extra innings to force a game five. And the Dodgers had their opportunity to win yesterday, and the Nationals beat them up pretty good, 6-1. So there's two game fives tomorrow in the National League. And with the Houston-Tampa game, Charlie Morton is probably the best third pitcher in the American League. And every time he pitches, it gives the other team a shot. He still only went five innings, but he only gave up three runs, leadoff home run to Altuve. And Tampa Bay hit four homers, and they beat Houston 10-3. I think Houston lost the game on purpose because they figured the Yankees would win yesterday, and this way they can finally get a game on prime time because they're the only game today.
I just think Greinke had just a horrible outing. That's all. I mean,
that didn't help.
Yeah, he only almost went
four innings as far as Severino went, and he gave up five hits, six runs, a bunch of home runs, and three home runs he gave up, and that was it.
Yeah, sometimes it's just not there. Sometimes it's just not there, even if you're a good pitcher. All right. So now, when does Houston play Tampa Bay again?
Tonight, 7:00. Oh. They got a prime time game finally.
Oh, that's good. That'll be a fun game to watch.
I mean, if the Yankees had to play tonight against Tampa Bay, they probably would have made Houston play at about 11:30 this morning.
That's right. All right. So. This is going to sound very petty, but then again, that's what's a great thing about sports. You can be petty. The Giants sit at 2-3, okay? The Cleveland Browns, predicted to run amok and do all this since they got Odell Beckham and all the other receivers. Odell is now sitting on another team that is 2-3, and they got their rear ends spanked last night.
Yeah, they got smashed around. 31-3. The first offensive play the 49ers had was an 80-something yard run from scrimmage for a touchdown.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
I saw
that live yesterday.
The secondary, the guy in the secondary,
ran right by him.
He thought he had an ankle, and this guy just blew right by him like he was standing still. I turned the game off after that, but I know it sounds a little crazy, but, you know, when the Giants got rid of Odell Beckham, he wasn't doing anything for them.
He's a cancer.
And I'll tell you what, the quarterback for Cleveland now has, 24 interceptions since he's been a quarterback in the NFL. He's had his problems too lately, so.
Well, you know, it's no matter how you look at it, it's still the Cleveland Browns. Yeah. It's like, no matter how you look at it, it's still the Jets, it's still the Mets, it's still the Knicks, it's still the Cleveland Browns. Some organizations just never win, and they're one of them.
All right, so...
put it this way. Cincinnati's 0-5, and only three games out of first.
Yeah. All right, so that's the... Now, we both won that one, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're actually on a pretty good streak now.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Yeah, we're doing all right for the NFL. But
you're 16-10, and I'm 17-9.
It should be a low scoring game tonight. The Houston Tampa Bay game. Verlander's on the mound, so
it should be one way. I think Houston wins tonight pretty big. I think they'll score a lot of runs against Tampa Bay tonight.
You know, they're like I said, they're the ones. The road to the World Series goes through them, and we've been saying that basically since the beginning of the year, and it still does. So it's and we'll see what happens. But I'll tell you what, Tampa Bay, that manager does a good job. He really does.
Who is he?
I don't know. He's a young kid. but he does a great job. I mean, 2 years, you know, he won 90-some games last year, 90-some games again this year. The only thing he's got is really of star quality is the pitcher. But he gets they play for him. They play for him. They really do.
They don't have any contaminated players yet.
No.
But I'll leave it at that.
No.
Once they get a few contaminated players, they get rid of them and they move on with it. They're kind of like Oakland, but they're a little bit better than Oakland.
Yeah, because they can win in the playoffs.
they get rid of the big players that start the trouble. So,
anyway,
I mean, if you look at the guys they got rid of, how good have they done when they went somewhere else?
Yeah. But it was a stroke of genius picking up Morton. I'll tell you, wow, what a difference.
Yeah, it was a stroke of genius, but it wasn't too smart for Houston to let him go. Now, was it? Imagine if you put Charlie Morton on that staff. Well, you got four aces.
And they'd only lose about 20 games a year.
Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. And like I said, he's the third best pitcher in the American League behind Verlander and Cole. So, but he only went five innings. So Houston had a chance to hit their bullpen, and they didn't do it.
All right. Anything else in sports?
Not much.
I know.
I don't think so. A friend of mine... My cousin's actually setting me up with tickets to go see the Rangers play in New York. I'm going to make an appearance. I'm going to put on my Kevlar suit. And $135 to watch the Rangers play the Bruins, food and drink included in the ticket.
But still, that's you better eat a lot.
Thank God Keeneland's open.
Better eat a lot. What are they, 2-0 now, the Rangers this year?
I think so. Yeah. I think they play on the road. I was looking at the schedule. Their games are really spread out early. I mean, it's crazy how the NHL season works for some teams. A lot of teams, like, they'll have, like, five or six games played before the Rangers have four. But they all got to play 82 games. It evens out.
Yeah. All right, so big baseball game tonight. And then two more baseball games the next
tomorrow night. Is the big day, two game fives. Yeah. And, you know, I think the Braves have a better than the puncher's chance to win, and I think the Nationals with the pitcher they got going tomorrow night against the I wonder who's pitching tomorrow night for the Dodgers. That's an interesting question. Let me see if I can find out.
I bet you it's not going to be Kershaw.
It's not. Strasburg's pitching against Buehler, so the greatest pitcher in the history of Dodger Blue is not pitching their game five. That says it all right there, folks.
It says a lot.
Fake pitcher with fake news.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, I had the Yankee theme all queued up, but I said, you know what? I'm just going to play the highlight of Gleyber Torres.
The who?
The Yankee theme all queued up.
See, the highlight you should have played was St. Louis winning in extra innings. That was the big one.
That was a good – you're right, I should have played that, but –
But, you know, your bias comes into play.
Yes, but at least I held off from playing the Yankee theme.
Well, that's all right. You'll be playing that song Houston a lot next week.
You're probably right. All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.